Welcome to the Messina Connection. I am Scott Messina, where we talk about sports, music, politics. Can you handle the conversation? It is America's 250th birthday. We're celebrating all year. I know most of you celebrate, you know, your birthday month. I always get in trouble for that. Or your birthday weekend. We're celebrating a birthday year. 250 years of freedom. And it's funny, I don't want to show my age. However, I remember 1776. I remember being 6 years old in 1776. I remember being 6 years old in 1976. And it was amazing how people came together, how people loved this country so. Which brings me to another wonderful topic that we're going to start off with. Europe is loving, the world is loving America. What is the media? What are they really conveying over there as to who we are? Monsters, this, that. Let me tell you something. If people aren't talking about you, you're not doing something right. So they come over here, they're experiencing this firsthand. You know what? I don't even want to talk about it. Just watch these clips.
The world now loves America. Why doesn't the media?
USA jersey, it doesn't. And people are wearing multiple jerseys. This could be, thanks to the World Cup, the most unified this country's ever been. Go to one of these block parties in one of these cities. I guarantee you, you'll realize that we could actually get along.
As you just experienced, the Scottish basically took over Miami. The Scottish outdrank Massachusetts. Massachusetts had to have an emergency beer run like it was a national crisis. You know, I thought Americans can drink. I think they would drink us under the table. I'd like to personally invite anyone to go beer for beer with me. No, I'm joking. But Europe, Ireland, Italy, Greece, where else? Scotland? Are you kidding me right now? The UK? They're getting it in. And we're not even going to talk about Brazil, Portugal, Spain, all that other stuff going on. These people can party, they can drink, they feel good about themselves, they're living their best life. The bagpipes walking up Ocean Avenue. Come on now, are you serious? And all of these are my favorite memes right now. All of these interviews of people are like, America, we owe you an apology. I don't know what our mass media and our country has been saying, except nothing but negative, negative, negative. I saw people telling others to absolutely cancel their vacations and come to America, whether you're going to whatever, the islands of this and that or whatever. Cancel it, come to America. This is the place to be. So this is my point. We take things for granted. It's not even political. It's just we just take things for granted. We are the hardest working country. China might have us, actually. Oh my goodness. And their spirit, bringing their culture to America and loving America as much as they are, just makes for an unbelievable 250th birthday. I read something the other day that just basically said, you know, I don't think the world has had this much unity. And leave it to FIFA, leave it to soccer, congratulations, you know, to bring the world together. It's not as bad of a place as everybody thinks it is or says it is, or they want you to believe. They want you to put you in this sheeple bubble that just shouldn't exist. And I think it all, you know, COVID was the worst thing to ever happen in my lifetime. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, the lies, the fraud, which brings me to another segment.
Credit cards, criminals and fraud.
There has been so much fraud found in this country, which I believe we all knew about for a long time, but it's just now being officially discovered thanks to people like Nick Shirley and others. I am going to go on a limb and say the credit card companies, they are just as much fraudulent and as criminal as the Somalis in Minneapolis. And what's going on in California hasn't even been exposed yet. Let me explain. How are you able to get away with charging someone 24 to 28% on a credit card, on an APR? The Italians weren't even charging that on the shark loans back in the day when if you didn't pay them back, they'd break your legs. How do you get away with 28%? I've seen it go as high as 32%. What happened to all credit cards going down to 10%? I would like to ask our wonderful president that one question, because that affects everybody, especially in small business. What really pisses me off, now that you got me going, is the fact that everybody had to do what they had to do with the disaster loans and the EIDL loans and the SBA loans and PPP. People took advantage of that. They're doing really good with breaking down and arresting the people who bought Ferraris with that money. However, people who run companies that are entrepreneurs that do the right thing, pay it back the right way. Why? Why are we paying this back when there's so much fraud, $18 billion missing? This missing, a train that never was delivered, a fast rail train in California for billions and billions. Why aren't these governors and these people being held accountable? I don't understand it for the life of me. It is common sense, it's not politics. Whether you're on the left or the right, you're paying for it. And it's a scary time right now. That is why the Mamdanis and the other people in New York and everything are taking over the Democratic Party, because people feel like they have nowhere else to turn on the left. They're going so far left that it's absurd, but it's working for them. It's working for them. And it's gonna work even better for the Republicans come November and come 2028, I do believe. But I'll tell you what, everyone's safety is at stake. Everyone's finances are at stake. Everything is at stake. You don't understand the true power of what communism really is and what socialism really is. You could put lipstick on a pig and you could say, well, it's really this and that. It's not. It's not. It is what it is. It never works. Please write me, text me, DM me, do whatever you can to show me one time this has worked. Anyway, I'm over it. I'm over it. Lock them all up. Thank you, Tammy, for slamming the door in the middle of my take. I really, truly appreciate that. Some of a bitch, I was on a roll. In the words of a kind man I once met, it was brief, but he said to me, all right, all right, all right. This next segment, since everything's been so serious,
barbecue, bourbon, and smoke.
I had the honor when I produced another show called Bravery and Honor, Top Gun Reality. We went to the real Top Gun in Fallon, Nevada. While we were there, we ended up in Reno. They had a 5 mile barbecue festival going on. It took five city blocks. It was the most amazing thing. And right now, I'm going to show you some of the highlights, some of the phenomenal highlights and how much fun we had that day at this barbecue festival.
We're here in Truckee. What we did, we're staying in Reno, came down Lake Tahoe, Nevada, did some droning and got some really cool shots of the lake. And then we came up to Lake Tahoe, California. And now we ended up in Truckee and had the best pizza ever. And now we're gonna head back to Reno because I hear that there's some kind of rib convention or rib festival tonight at the Golden Nugget. So let's go to the Golden Nugget. That's where we're gonna head to. Let's go.
guys.
Hey!
Let's go to Memphis, yes.
Let's go to Memphis Barbecue.
What makes your ribs the absolute best ribs?
Dry rub. The dry rub. So we don't put sauce on it. We think our dry rub counts enough, and you don't need the sauce on our ribs.
So is it your own personal recipe?
It's not mine. It's John and Christy right up here. They're using a family recipe. They're back there working, man.
We're working.
We're working hard.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much. How are we doing this weekend?
Smells awesome. Oh, my.
It makes you better.
You can't wait. We're going to try it out. So this is the best rib you're saying.
It's the best rib.
In all the land right now.
Dry rub, no sauce needed. It's all right there.
How long you keep it on?
Probably four to 5 hours on the smoker. We will normally cool them down and then put them back on the grill, get some caramelization of that rib, rub on the top, get a little bit of char on there, and top it off and just make it perfect like that.
Big wave.
Let's go to Memphis.
We're in Reno, Nevada, the best of the West rib cook-off in front of the world famous Nuggets. This place is insane. The vendors are insane. Man, this feels awesome. We're having a great time. So glad you're watching. We're gonna go check out BJ's. Let's go. Established in 1986. Nevada Barbecue Company, Sparks, Nevada.
Hello, buddy. My name is Scott. We're from Orlando.
Jay, nice to meet you.
Content, tell us about your ribs real quick, man. The guys in Memphis are trying to one-up you, and I'm like, no, man, BJ, I got to talk to BJ.
We're the local. We've been doing it for 35 years.
Sparks.
We're the one that they have to try to beat.
I love that. I love the confidence.
We are the competition.
Tell us about your ribs.
So we're doing St. Louis. We're doing a habanero, mango, pineapple glaze on top, and then just flaming them off. That's it. Simple.
Rockstar. I wish you the best, pal.
Thank you so much. Very nice meeting you guys.
All right, there you go.
My name is Scott. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
2018, 2019, you guys won. You came all the way from Montana. I want to hear all about your ribs and everything. Come on. Tell us all about what you got going on.
They are delicious. They're just our own recipe. The rub is all, it's all original. We just, make it all up, and it's been winning for years.
Really? You think you're going to do it this year?
I'm going to try. We took third last year, so we were pretty close. We got pumped down, so we're going to try to be on top again.
Your buddy here was just talking about bison. Tell us about the bison.
They're delicious. This is like the only place you'll be able to get these bison short ribs, and they are delicious.
Can we try one?
Yes, here. Let's get you, man. I would love
to. Tommy's getting me some bison, y'all. Bison.
I feel like I'm on Yellowstone. Montana.
That's right. Yellowstone.
Oh, my God.
It's good and good for you.
Look at that.
Got it. Mark, you're going to have to help me, man. I can't eat it. This is like the Brontosaurus burger on the Flintstones, man.
That's right. It's a bison. You can't go wrong.
No proper way to eat it.
There's no, just stick it in your mouth. And look at that.
Now we're going to talk about bourbon. My top two bourbons, my top bourbon is Buffalo Trace. I'll be going there in the next couple weeks. And they're giving me full run of the place to get footage and do whatever I want to do because Buffalo Trace, I think they know how much money I've put in their pockets, to be honest. But there is a small distillery in Franklin, Tennessee, which is about 45 minutes outside of Nashville. The name of this distillery, the name of this bourbon and whiskey is called Leaper's Fork. Leaper's Fork has to be one of my top three favorite bourbons known to man. Sir Paul, if you go to Leaper's Fork and you do the tour, request Sir Paul. He's from Scotland and he is knowledgeable, great storyteller, and you will learn something at Leaper's Fork Distillery taking their tour. We're not going to talk about cigars just yet because I got a special guest that's going to come in and talk about his brand. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Messina Connection. We're trying to switch things up, try different things, and just have some fun. We speak common sense. We're going to always tell the truth to the best of our ability. but it's not always going to be interviews, though I will say we have some excellent interviews on the horizon that have confirmed. So stay tuned. I don't even want to give you any insight as to who's coming on, but I cannot wait to talk to these wonderful people, intelligent people, and it's going to be a great conversation because it's all about coming into the middle, common sense, common ground, making things happen in a good way. Look at what, once again, the Europeans are experiencing. I think we Americans need to experience the feeling once again that they have and how excited they are about our country. Let's be excited about our country. 250 years. Let's go.